Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line, another very, very difficult story was, of course, the fire over the weekend at the Charlotte Makeke Hospital, patients being transferred. Joining us on the line is Ukwara Kikana, who is the spokesperson at the office of the MSC Health in Gauteng. A very, very good morning to you. Difficult weekend, no doubt.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to the listeners. Definitely one of the easiest work weekends. It's really been difficult. But I think that before we have a broader conversation, which really must commend the Gauteng Health team, in particular the Gauteng Emergency Medical Services team and private ambulance group that really just worked throughout the night to transfer patients out from the facility when we decided to evacuate the entire hospital. So it's really just, you know, a big thank you to them, those that have come out, and all other volunteers, and, you know, refreshments that were given to the firefighters there as well. A big thank you to them.
Isn't that incredible? You know, I almost feel myself having shivers when I think about when something like this happens, how people, you know, we talk about people being fragmented and polarized, and we all fight on social media, but when the chips are down, South Africans just stand up, no matter where, what, how, and they assist.
No, definitely, Howard. I mean, what I witnessed on Friday evening, you know, just setting up of, you know, random WhatsApp groups, and, you know, just people saying, what do you need? And we're bringing 20 ambulances, we're bringing this and that, just to ensuring that we move as fast as we can with the existing resource from the department. So you're right. It really is just one of those moments where the people of Gauteng, I guess the country as well, just pull together to just assist where you can. And I mean, there were stories of also where some of the doctors following behind the ambulances just to ensure that some of their patients, you can also imagine, Howard, because the nature of services provided at Charlotte Makeke, these are highly specialized services, some of them. Wow. Some of the patients are quite need, you know, the appropriate level of care and specialized care. So some doctors were following their patients behind the ambulances
that
as well. You know, we've been told those kind of stories. So it's been really amazing, and we need to applaud all workers, you know, from the porter to the cleaner. Everyone, pharmacists, the nurses, you name it. It's really been amazing.
It really is absolutely phenomenal. The patients have all been transferred, is that right?
That's correct. As of Saturday evening, all of the patients were evacuated from Charlotte Makeke and transferred to various hospitals. Over 10 facilities, if I'm not mistaken, across the province.
Right. And the pandemic obviously playing a very, very significant role here as well, because of protocols, because of the fact that the hospital is one of the primary treatment sites and vaccination sites. This really does have a tremendous impact.
No, that's correct. I mean, Charlotte Makeke was, for example, the first public sector hospital to take a COVID-19 patient in this country. And the teams, they also have been quite leading in terms of innovations, you know, with regards to treatment for COVID-19 and coming up with new ideas and
Absolutely.
New innovations and clinical protocols for COVID-19. So this really puts a dent on the COVID response in Gauteng. But also, you know, people might not have a big appreciation for what Charlotte Makeke Hospital represents for not just the Gauteng public health system, but on the continent. The centers of excellence that are there, I mean, with regards to cancer treatment and others, really, it's one of the best on the continent, so it's really also a blow for the people on the African continent. But hopefully, you know, with services temporarily suspended and we're really working tirelessly to ensure that we reopen the hospital as soon as possible, that won't be for too long with those suspended services.
How extensive was the damage?
So, to be honest with you, Howard, I'm not qualified to make that assessment.
Okay.
I mean, just from an onlooker's point of view, I'm just like, the fire is huge.
Right.
That's all really that what I could really say, but the teams on the ground from DID and from, you know, South African Police Services are on site, or were on site since from yesterday late afternoon, assessing the structural impact, but also beginning to do the preliminary assessments with regards to what could have been the cause of the fire. So we also are eagerly awaiting that feedback from them.
Because there's also been reports or conversations around fire hydrants not working and along, you know, all of that. But I don't know what is or what isn't fact at this point.
Yeah, so one of the things obviously we would want also is just a more crystallized explanation of some of those things. But what the city of Johannesburg EMS has explained to us, that they were the first on scene. And what they were quickly with the issue of the fire hydrant is that there were couplings that were not on the particular fire hydrant that they had wanted to begin the work. They then had to deploy the shuttling of water, but also used another fire hydrant in the vicinity to establish water supply and begin to fight the blaze.
Right. Obviously, that is a concern, and that's something that needs to be looked into. But I would imagine the priority now is making sure patients are safe and that the hospital gets back to some form of functionality as soon as possible. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Thank you for speaking to us, Kwara Kekana, who is the spokesperson at the Office of the MEC of Health in Gauteng. And good luck with the incredible amount of work that, no doubt,